Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. My name is Michael Goger. We're going to have a fantastic next 60 minutes doing awesome psychic reading. That's how I feel. I feel very psychic for some reason. I feel a little slow, but I feel very psychic, too, at the same time. So let's have a good time. The calls are mounting, probably. I probably got some waiting, but I'll get the toll-free, at least the toll-free USA and Canada. Let me get that out. It's 888-815-9756. One more time. Toll-free USA and Canada. 888-815-9756. And there's four other lines that have tolls on them. If you want to use them, feel free. Come on over to the website, bbsradio.com. Right on the front page, Station 1, there's four other lines if you have a free phone plan. So jam them up. Jam those lines up, folks. I want to see. I want the boss to say, man, you had a load tonight. But get them busy. Get the lines busy. Give me a ring. Ask me a question. Try not to be too heavy on me, though, because the heavy stuff is best kept for the professionals, the ones that were trained and that are getting paid for it, the big-time things. You know, if you're very sick or you have a suspicious lump, you can go to a reader and ask, but then go to a doctor. You know, just if the reader says, no, it's not cancer, just don't forget about it. You go to a doctor and let a doctor tell you, no, it's not cancer. But curiosity runs wild, and some people have to know. And so you go to a reader, or it comes up during a reading, or the reader may even be pulled to it and advise you to go to a doctor. So don't, the heavy stuff belongs where it belongs, with the big boys. Hi, caller.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. How you doing?
You don't have the swine flu or anything, do you?
I'll tell you what, I do have a touch of it. The whole house has it.
Jeez, it's either that. It from you.
It's either that or a regular flu.
Right on.
I stepped on you. I am sorry,
okay.
But you know. Now listen, we do have the flu. We have flu-like symptoms. We got fever, we got chills, we got body aches, skin hurts, hair hurts.
That sounds like the flu.
Yeah, the kids have it. It sounds like the flu. Now, this is, and we're surrounded with swine flu. It's in our village. It's in our area, Albany, New York. And so I'm thinking either we got the swine flu and we're doing very good with it, or it's a different type of flu that we have. So, but anyway, take universal precautions. And there's no way of getting away from it, my friend. No way of getting away from it. You come in contact with children or anything in public, and it's up to your immune system, really, and the spirit. Anyway, look at me. How rude I am. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
What is your first name?
Neil.
Neil, welcome to the show, Neil. You
right
sound
on.
Like a... What part of the world you calling from?
Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia. Nice. Nice.
Well, Americans, that's north of the border.
North of the border. I always wanted to have a cottage on a cliff in Nova Scotia. Always. That's one of my meditations. That's
yeah,
one of my
people.
Meditations. Full moon. Can you imagine that? Right over the cottage.
Beautiful.
Huh?
Beautiful last night. Beautiful full moon.
Oh, man. All right, buddy. Let's see what we got for you. You probably heard me read before, and you're probably very in tune, because
yep.
I feel like you're very intuitive and very much in control, but at times frustrated. A lot of the frustration is things around you, you know, the economy, the people you got to deal with, the system, the regulations, a lot of things, you know. But other than that, you're pretty much in control. Very handy. Very handy. Good to have around the house. Has a wife just like you. A strong leader, very very intuitive, very in tune, very handy, same scenario. Need to get into that more for some reason. Must be an anniversary coming up.
Or yeah, I got a wedding anniversary coming up.
Yeah, you got a wedding anniversary? Okay.
Yep.
And I want to spend it quietly and romantically for some reason. Spirit's just giving me that to say to you, quiet and romantic. And then you got to go somewhere? Are you going on a trip, a fishing trip, or a hunting trip, or were you?
Not that I have planned, but that could change.
Yeah, a concert, or parents, or I feel like I'm... Or this could be a new journey for you, a transformation is going on also at the same time. So I'm having a hard time figuring out if it's emotional or mental or it's physical, and I feel like it's all. So you're really at a crossroads. It's really a tough read. I feel like you're a little angry, too, with something, the system or someone connected to it, or you need to deal with that. You need to deal with that. And a celebration about property. Now, I'm not quite sure what to say. I feel like it's a... I feel like it's a money-making celebration, so, and it's connected to property and houses. So keep your eyes open for something like this, a job doing something with property or a house or some type of a deal of some kind. Geez, I want to say somebody moves closer to you. It's almost like a housewarming.
But somebody's moving to me, or I'm moving away, do you think?
Jesus, I don't know. It's a tough one. I don't know why I'm having a hard time with it. I feel like it's they're moving to you or moving closer to you. I'm not sure what this is all about. And then again, it has an air of real estate, like maybe you're helping somebody else move.
Right.
And getting some of the money, or you're connected to this somehow. So just be very open to any type of employment connected to property or real estate for the time being. And let's see here. Another thing is, boy, again, it's... celebrations too, boy. I'm getting weddings, I'm getting babies. It's all weird, strange imagery that I don't feel like it fits you, but they keep saying it goes to you. So somewhere in the family there's a baby coming, and
good Lord, I hope not.
Yeah, somewhere, a niece, nephew maybe, or this type of thing, or it could be a neighbor, a close friend too, you know.
Yeah.
And then a finding, putting down roots, or boy, because I feel like you would move if you could. You don't really have to, but you would if you could, and if the deal was right. And then I feel like you do things with a property and real estate. So I'm having a hard time seeing if it's a...
I think somebody's interested in my house.
That's something I was thinking about, or looking for, and trying to feel. And it may be somebody's interested in your house. Something very similar to this, or you see a good deal somewhere. But I feel like it's connected to the appearance too. For some reason,
oh,
I
maybe they could be selling their house.
I keep hearing your parents. I don't know if you're going back to their area or they're coming to your area. And I don't know if it's them that's going through this or if it's you. So, because you got a lot of stuff going on.
They talk about selling their house.
They are, possibly.
Well, they've talked about it, but, you know, they haven't made any decisions or anything.
They talked about it. Mm. This could be them selling their house and you're helping them move.
Right.
But there's still something going on with an offer of some kind. I feel like it's a job offer or I want to say it's a job offer or a business offer of some kind. And there seems to be a partner involved with this, a backer of some kind. Could be a banker or a real estater again. So,
right.
keep your feelers up to something like this. So, because again, I feel like real estate or banker, and he's bringing me money or bringing me work, and then there's a younger guy. It seems like that has an idea, and it's something to do with the transporting, towing, or scrap or metal or this type of a thing. So I don't know what that is either. You know, just write it down, and who the heck knows what's going to come your way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could be a neighbor with a tow truck, and all of a sudden you're in business. So,
yeah.
And you don't even know it yet. You know what I mean? So,
but
I feel like you're wide open, and you can go for just about anything as long as it appeal to you. And fit into your agenda too.
Yeah.
Now dreams are going to be you're going to be getting some answers from dreams. Somebody's been coming to you in dreams. It's I believe it's a brother or a friend trying to communicate to you. Write down what you dream if you can remember any.
Yeah.
I feel like it's important because. There's something there. There's a message coming through in dreams, and it's pertaining to the transformation that you're going through, and there's some guidance there. So, the smallest thing could mean a lot. So, could be one word, one name, and could make a big difference for you.
Right.
Now, that's about it, really. Everything looks strong, steady. Health looks a little more emotional, mental, at times moody, kind of itchy, anxious, that type of a
crazy,
thing.
It's been a crazy couple of weeks. So.
What's that?
It's been a crazy couple of weeks, so I can see me being a little rattled.
I can feel that. And it's calling for, you know, I looked at your romance window, and you know what they showed me? A Buddha meditating.
Huh.
And I said, oh, man, what am I going to tell this guy? What am I going to tell this guy? So I said, you know what, I'll let him bring it up. So now you brought it up, and I'm feeling like meditation between the two of you. Is very much needed, very much needed. Just kind of like tea time, time out for a little while, do some breathing, do some meditating, and just recuperate with all the stuff that's been going on.
Huh, that sounds good to me.
I feel like there's been family things and all kinds of other stuff going on.
Yeah.
So I've been under a lot of pressure. So
you're right on the money there.
So in the romance department, not that there's anything wrong, a little bit of a breathing or a meditation would make it better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I'll leave you with that, buddy. I know you wanted to hear about work and money. That was your major.
I'm getting ready for the snow plowing season, so there's always a little lull between seasons. So I know it's going to pick up there, so I'm not worried.
I can feel it. I can feel you're not worried. But I just wanted to bring out a few things that might be coming at you.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of offers, and you heard what I said. I told you. So, yeah. What to watch for. All right, Neil?
All right, Bill. Well, thanks very much.
Good. Thanks for calling the show. Tell your friends about us.
I sure will. I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Now.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. God bless. Take care. Nice, man. Good energy. Good energy. Sounds like a nice family, man. Not struggling, but you know how it is with everybody out there. The average family man is up against it, really, with the way the economy was. I do feel it's going to improve, get better. Anybody listening, I got great faith, and I've shown visions that we can. Not only is it going to improve, but we got a golden era coming, a renaissance, the arts, the music, the top shelf for everybody. So, what brings this about? They didn't show me that part. So, maybe later they will. But anyway, I don't believe it's over with. And we still live in the greatest country in the universe, as far as we know, anyway. And we got clean drinking water, and you know, people go to bed at night not knowing what they're going to eat tomorrow, or don't even have a bed to lay on, or running water, or you don't even know if you can close your eyes. You don't even know if you're safe, if you'll be alive in the morning. So we take all that for granted. And somewhere along the line, it's got to be brought out and talked about, and just how lucky we are. And maybe there's something we can do to make it better and just share it, and maybe have the whole planet be like that. So, and who knows? I believe it's going to come through the metaphysics and the magicians and the witches and the healers and the prophets and the channels, and maybe it'll come from that, you know. If we keep expanding, it looks like we're going to take over the planet, because there's more readers now than I've ever seen in my life, or where their advertising has improved, because there's a lot of people out there in the business, and it's big. You know, so this alone tells you that there's something there. I mean, can that many people be making believe? You know, I mean, think about it. Or stay in there long enough to continue the phoniness. It's tough doing this day in and day out, day in and day out. Like, if I was making believe or trying to fool you, I would grow tired real quick. It wouldn't last very long. So that is one of the ways that you could select your readers by their experience and how much time they have in the field. And another thing I would like to get out there while I'm waiting for a call. Donna, if you do have a call, just send it to me. Just hit me with it, baby. If they come in, send them. If you want a reading, call. The toll-free number is, let me get it out there, 888-815-9756. USA and Canada. If you want a reading, give it a ring. I'll give you a nice little reading. You can call the show. Give us a chat. But in the meantime, I would like to bring out another thing, too, for the archives and for the people that will go there in the future and listen. That the sitter has a lot to do with the reading. If you notice that some of your readings were really good, and some of them were awesome, and some of them were so-so or depressing, depending on the reader or the day or the time, a lot of it has to do with the sitter and your health and your attitude and your mood. One of the best conditions a reader can ask for is an excited sitter, somebody that's been anticipating the reading. and they're excited about it. Almost like you were going to get Chinese food and you love Chinese food, you couldn't wait to get there. That type of a feeling. That makes the perfect reading, because it creates the energy and the frequencies that spirit needs to communicate on. So another thing is right thinking and intention. The reading isn't going to change anything. You have to change the conditions that you're under and what you're going through. So remember this. You don't go to a psychic. I mean, some people really expect to be made more beautiful or to find a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow or to get an answer. I had one lady the other day wanted me to tell her whether she should leave her husband or not. And I said, it's very awkward. I said, I don't even like being asked that, you know. So, hi, is there a caller here?
Yes.
Oh, you're sneaking up on me, huh?
I guess so.
Oh, I know you were there. What's your first name?
Denise.
What?
Denise.
Denise.
Yes.
Okay. Are you on a cell phone or by the computer?
No, I'm not on a cell phone.
Okay, now you're good. Now you're nice and loud. Nice and loud and clear. You sounded like you sounded muffled and far away.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So now you sound good. Denise, what part of the world are you from?
Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia, another Nova Scotian. Okay. That's good. I like that.
Good.
I want to move there someday.
You should.
I'm going to. If I ever get a big contract, I'll buy a cottage on a cliff.
It's that'll beautiful
be,
here.
That'll be my summer home. Denise.
Yes.
I feel like I'm going on a little bit of a journey.
Oh.
Or a reunion of some kind, or I'm going back in time. People from my past. Any of this ringing a bell? I'm hearing this all around you. Are you going to a family reunion or?
Not that I'm aware of.
Or a little bit like a one-day journey or a weekend or?
I just came back from a weekend journey.
Oh, you just came back from a weekend. Okay. And and were you with people from your past and family?
Yes.
Okay. Did something special happen emotionally? Was there a healing or some closure?
Not a closure, but there was some emotional stuff.
Yeah. I feel like it was spirit-led. Somebody's spirit wanted that to happen. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And very strong. They're saying, tell her I made that happen. I brought that together. and they're happy. They're happy about that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. It must have been family members that were bickering or had some bad blood and this might be a grandma or a grandpa or a sister or brother, and they're very happy that there was like a healing and emotional closure or whatever, but this spirit is excited and very happy.
Okay.
And they're thanking you. Does that make sense? They're thanking you?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like I'm hearing you did the right thing. You did the right thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Almost like you weren't sure.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. It must have been, was there a friendship that came back together again?
More or less, that's what it was, a friendship.
Or an agreement of some kind between people?
No, just a friendship connecting.
Oh, friendship connecting.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. for some reason, these people in the spirit brought this together for some reason. So it would continue or produce fruit of some kind, healing.
Okay.
That more is going to come out of this friendship. I'm here to tell you. Yeah, there's more is going to come out of this. Either more friends or more people are going to be introduced or brought together. It's something special with it. So remember me saying that.
Okay.
All right. And let's see what's happening. Boy, you're surrounded with angels. Angels.
Yeah,
you must collect them or something. You collect them or? You got
not
special,
really.
You got a special one around your neck or something? Or you,
nope.
Or somebody nickname Angel?
Yes. Her nickname.
Oh, yeah? Her nickname is? Who is it?
A friend of mine.
Oh, a friend of yours. Must
yes.
be a close friend.
Yes. Very close.
Okay. She is your angel. That's,
possibility,
that's
probably.
That's what I'm hearing. Like, she's like, could be your protective angel. She's very protective of you and very sweet on you or would do anything for you or...
Yep, that's her.
Would worry about you. That
yep.
type of thing. I'm hearing this angel.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's her nickname.
Very good. Now, what is Reiki, too, or massage, or she's into something. Is Angel into the New Age natural healing or something like that?
I think so, a little bit.
A little bit. I feel like you guys are going to explore spirit together. I'm being told. You understand
okay.
that?
Yep.
Yep. You're going to explore spirit together. You're going to discover spirit and explore spirit together. You're going to have phenomena. You're probably, I can feel you meeting your guides and being able to communicate to them.
Oh.
Yeah. You understand that?
I understand it. Yep.
Yes. Through meditation and and exploring yourselves. The two of you together in prayer and meditation, it's going to lead to bigger and bigger and more, so prepare yourself for that, it's spirit-led and it's needed. I want to say may even take a couple of courses or go to school.
Okay.
The two of you. You may even decide somewhere in the future to pull together as a work together in the field. So, like one doing Reiki and one doing readings, this type of a thing.
Okay.
So, it's something to consider.
Okay.
Because it's definitely... I feel very lucky with you. Between now and... Oh, I would say the middle of November. I'd go right to the end of the year, but I'm hearing middle of November. Very lucky.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't go crazy.
No.
Don't be putting a house on no horses. A dollar
no.
here, a dollar here, or a dollar there. You go to
yep.
bingo or something?
No.
Oh, no, okay, just a buck here or there of you. But I do feel very lucky for some reason. I feel like I'm in the right place at the right time, and I get something that I've been wanting for the longest time. That's how I'm feeling, okay?
Okay.
So, I don't know what it is. You have the power of manifestation. Manifestation. You announce to the universe what you need and picture it.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to you, and somewhere along the line, something like it comes to you.
Okay.
So don't be afraid to use that ability, all right?
I won't.
Okay. Did I help you all right? Everything
Pardon?
Okay? And did I help you okay?
Yes.
Everything
is
good.
Like
you got a question. You're all right?
Just wanting to know how my job's going to be within the near future.
Okay.
To see a job change type thing.
Your dad.
My dad?
Your dad. Did you say your job or your dad?
My job.
Oh, your job. Okay. Everybody's worried, huh? Is everybody there worried?
Yeah.
Are they laying off?
Yeah, off work.
Yeah. You got relatives working there?
Here?
Yeah, where you are. Relatives working with you?
I have a relative staying with me that's working.
No, I meant working where you're working.
Oh, do I have a route? No.
Okay. Now, where you're working, are they laying off?
No.
Okay. Are they worried about that? I feel a little stressed. What is that? What is the worry about?
Maybe my husband's job. Could be. He's been out for almost a year.
Oh, he's been out of work.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's him. That's what I'm picking up on. Okay.
Okay.
Because I couldn't figure out why. Because I felt you working and being happy, but...
Very.
And your husband was in the background.
Yes, he's kind of next to me.
Yeah, okay. Now, well, I can feel it, too. Let's see here. I want to try and get him some kind of a time stamp here. Boy, everything seems tight. Everything. Is he expecting to go back to the same company?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be in December. When did they tell him?
Maybe November.
Maybe November. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting the beginning of December. He's back
okay.
to work. And everything
Perfect.
Is better. So... keep your fingers crossed. Keep your fingers crossed.
I will do that.
But he is going back. He's definitely going back.
Okay.
I'm feeling up at least by the beginning of December, okay?
Okay.
Which would be November if you want to go chit to tat last day, first day?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So
okay.
He'll be back to work. And in the meantime, just... hug each other and have fun. Meditate.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Denise. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
Okay.
All righty. Goodbye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. If you're just joining, you're listening to The Michael Goga Show at bbsradio.com. The only radio station you'll ever need. Yeah. Hi, caller. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Hi. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yep, I do now.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay, you sounded like Luke Skywalker there for a minute. And it spooked me like you were beaming in on a beam ray or something. And I said, oh, my God, yeah. The aliens are getting me. Listen, what's your first name?
Miles.
Miles?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What part of the world are you calling from, Miles?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yep.
There's a lot of people from North Carolina. You know that, right? I got some friends down there.
Yeah.
Boy, you sound so familiar to me, Miles.
Oh, I am. I was used to being the member of the website.
Oh, wait, back when I was going within?
Yeah. Way long time ago.
Man, you're bringing back memories.
Yeah.
You are bringing back memories. You're bringing back memories when I was going to be an unknown psychic and I wasn't going to tell anybody who I was. And and I was going to get as big as Batman and everybody was going to wonder who I was. Who was that man? And
yeah.
That didn't last long. As soon as I found out what the internet was really like, I woke up quick. But it was a nice dream.
Yeah, it can be rough.
It was a nice dream.
Can
I figured I could be a superhero psychic and nobody would know. Who would know? But then there was 10 million. Then there was 10 million techies that was telling me what I was doing in front of my keyboard, and I said, "Oh, there's no privacy. Everybody knows who I am and what I'm doing for dinner." So
yeah.
But anyway, Miles, you got a question, buddy? What's your question? You worried about anything? You want me to just see what I'm feeling for you?
Just see what you're feeling. It's just like a general reading.
General reading. I'll tell you one thing right off the bat. You feel tired to me. You like you work very hard. Do you work very hard?
No.
You don't, right?
No.
Okay. Do you stay home a lot?
Do I what?
Do you stay home a lot? Are you disabled?
No. Now I'm just in school right now. And it's
you're in school.
Rough.
Oh, you're in school. Wow. Interesting. Very interesting. For mechanics?
No.
Really?
The last time I talked to you, back when my mother died in 2007, I believe it was, I talked to you.
Okay.
And I was telling you I had these, kept having these dreams about the ocean. And you told me she had crossed over.
Right. Right.
And now, since then, I've lost my dad.
And you lost your dad.
Lost him a year and 2 months after my mama died.
Wow. My condolences.
It's just been weighing heavy on me real bad.
He missed her. He missed her. They crossed over together. She brought him over. You understand, Miles?
Yeah.
It was an easy crossing. He's okay. Is that what you're wondering?
That and just general things about me. It's just if I'll ever come out of this little depression or whatever it is, little thing I can. Because
Miles
gets to me sometimes.
Miles, I feel a man that is almost trapped. Almost trapped within himself. Does it feel like that sometimes with you? Like you can't.
It's not a man that I know that has cancer. It's a woman.
No, well, I'm talking about you. I feel a little frustrated. Like you're somewhat limited. Are you somewhat limited to what you can do? For some reason, economically or physically or environmentally or...
Economically, yes.
Okay. But you can go out and you can drive and you can work and you're in school and you got a normal life pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. Huh. Okay. Why do I feel so tired with you, so downbeaten, like I want to give up, or I got a heavy load on my shoulders. I feel like I'm carrying a heavy load on my shoulders. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mentally, yes.
Mentally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having a... You miss your dad. Is it your dad?
But I miss... I hate to say it, I miss my mama more than I do my daddy, but I still love my daddy.
But you're missing him. Yeah. Miles, you know what mourning is? You know what mourning is when somebody passes over? There's a process that you go through?
Yes.
To mourn them and to let them go and to be able to deal with it. I feel like this, yeah. And it's a process, and it's got several different stages to it. I feel like you're still mourning your mommy and your daddy. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh yes.
Now, there's somebody you can talk to people. There's people out there that are called grief counseling. Grief counselors. Grief counselors. They're experts in talking to people that are in mourning or having a hard time with it. And some people, it takes 2, 3, 4, 5 years before they can work through it. And I just got a feeling that it would help you a lot if you can talk to one of these people about losing your mommy and your daddy. You understand what I'm saying? Now, every county has a mental health office with people there that are trained to talk to people like you. So that would be one place where you can go and talk to somebody, okay?
Okay.
You understand that?
Yep.
All you got to do is call up, and they have a sliding scale, anywhere from 2 cents to whatever they go by your income. Tell them you're broke. Mm-hmm. Tell them you have no money. They'll do it for free. And you just tell them you'd like to talk to somebody about something that happened in your life. And then when you get in the office, then you can tell them, start talking about losing your mother and your father and what you're going through with that, because I feel like a big problem of yours right now is that you didn't mourn properly, and you're having a hard time dealing with losing them. So that's a big part of your problem.
Yep.
Now, what else did you want me to look at, Miles?
I'm not real sure.
You're not real sure? How's the job? You working? Everything seems strong there? Or you're in school, right?
Yeah, I'm not working right now, no.
You're not working. You're in school. Are you doing something with helping people? Like an EMT?
Yeah,
you'd make a great EMT or a nurse's aide or something like that. And I feel like you're going to graduate that and do well with it.
That's what I'm going for, nursing.
Nursing. Yeah, you're going to make a great nurse, Miles. You mentioned it earlier in the show. If you listen to the archives, you mentioned first that you were kind of stuck in a bubble and you felt a little depressed. And that's basically your biggest problem. And I guarantee you it comes from losing your mother and father. So listen to what I say and make that phone call, because you need to talk about mourning and grief and grieving. Okay? It's a very complicated subject, and it can go on for years and years. So, but I see you doing fantastic in school. I see you getting your nursing. And I see you, I believe, moving. You want to go somewhere with it or do something with it after you get it. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like after you get your nursing, you go somewhere and you maybe relocate with it or do something with it. Travel with it or, I don't know, go to another country and volunteer or something like that, or there's something going on here. You want to do something special with it, and you want to, it's almost like, I don't know, I would say relocate or go to another climate, like on the ocean somewhere, or be by the water or something like that. So it looks like things are going to go well for you, buddy. Okay?
I hope so.
What's that?
I hope so. I hope it goes somewhere.
It will. You make that phone call, and talk to them girls about grief and grieving and be proud, because I feel like you're going to do real well in nursing school. Okay? I'm going to let you go for now.
Okay.
Tell everybody in North Carolina about us.
Okay.
BBS Radio. It rocks. Listen to it in the background. Turn it on. Thank you, Miles.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
All
right. That's all you got to do, bye-bye, folks. Just turn it on. Play in the background. You can listen to the live stream, live broadcast at my website. We got that fixed. And you can put it in your website and your MySpace, your Facebook. You can put it anywhere. That's you, your Yahoo group. Get a hold of Don Newsom at BBS Radio. Email him, ask him how, ask him if you can. If you want your own show, you can have that. Get a hold of Don. Ask him, I want my own show. You can do anything, anything. Photography, cooking, paranormal, comedy, rap, news, whatever you want to do, whatever you're into. Don't be afraid to give Donald, Don Newsom a email and ask whatever it is you want. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Hi. Oh, boy. Hi. Say something.
Something.
That's good. Hi.
Sorry, on because...
You sound far away. You sound... Can you adjust your mic, maybe, or...
Are we on right now? Because they told me that there was supposed to be somebody else before me.
You're on now. You're live.
Oh, wow. It has been a long time since I've talked to you. It's probably been about 5 years or so.
Wow. What's your first name?
My first name is Dell, but I used to go underneath the name Intentioned on our group.
Say that one more time.
My name is Dell, but we used to I used to go underneath the name Intentioned when we were in a Yahoo group.
Pension. Pension or tension?
Intentioned. Like
intentions.
I had intentions. Yeah.
Intentions. Intentions. I remember intentions. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. I remember you now. Okay, how can I help you? I'm running out of time, so it's probably going to have to be a quickie.
I'm going through a lot of life changes, and I'm just wondering what direction they're going to go.
Okay. If you want to focus me more, don't be afraid of leaving me, because I'm not that type of a psychic. Where,
okay.
And because I tell people, focus me, you get more for your money.
Right.
And I just feel like there was a fight or a disturbance of some kind.
I'm going through a divorce.
Going through a divorce. I was just going to say possibly connected to relationship. And sure enough, you going through a divorce. I feel like it's, boy. How long into this are you? Is this fresh? I feel very stressed.
We're hitting just over the 6 month period, so we should be able to actually terminate the relationship as soon as he gets back and we settle custody dispute.
Okay. Was he? He was rough, wasn't he? Was he rough or very? I feel very almost like. Oh, anyway, let me see something here. Now, where is he? Is he working away somewhere, or?
Actually, he decided late in life to join the military, and
okay.
So he's finishing
okay.
some training with that.
Okay, okay. That was going to be my next question. I feel like he's in the military. Or jail. I was going to say military or jail. Because I was...
No, not the latter.
I was afraid to say it because I didn't know where you wanted to go with this. And I was going, oh, my God, what do I do? So he's in the military. Okay, and you guys are ending it. Now, who doesn't want to end it? I feel like somewhere along the line here, either you or him are going to want to keep it going.
No. No, I'm completely finished with it.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
Because, oh boy, the month of November is going to be very interesting. Something to do with finances, or is there any kids involved?
Three of them.
Three of them. Oh boy. Oh, let me see here. This is really up in the air. Intention. You know something. You're in a situation where. I almost want to read this again in November because it's going to change that much. I just feel like there's a lot of changes coming to this. And now, is he coming back at any given time for any reason?
He'll be finishing his training. He'll be back at the end of November.
The end of November. Oh, boy. Okay. No fighting, no arguing. Be the peacemaker. Anything
right.
That seems like it's, I want to advise you that can help you most, and anything that seems like it's getting agitated or flaring up, do not throw fuel in the fire.
Right.
Remember me telling you that, because it will make the situation worse, and it will explode, so, and it won't benefit you, the kids, or him. So if you would just maybe get out of there or zip your lipper and go do the dishes, something. But be the peacemaker. Be the
right.
peacemaker. Remember me saying that. Be the peacemaker until you guys are actually away from each other. But I'm telling you, he is going to want to. I know you're saying it's completely over. There's no hope. There's no nothing. But for some reason, I can feel him or something influencing him into trying to make it work. And it's going to be so confusing and so emotional that it's so early in the game here to call this one. It really is. And plus with him being in the military on top of it, it's really... This is something that I want to sleep on every day almost, because it could change at any given time. I'm trying to help you as much as I can. I would act as if it's over and go through the motions, but keep an open mind and an open heart, I got to tell you, for some reason, okay? And sleep on this every night. Think about it. You probably already do, because I'm already seeing some sleep disturbances. And I can see him having an attitude, too.
Yeah.
An attitude. He's got a bad attitude. I ain't crazy about the guy. He kind of scares me a little bit. He's intimidating, or maybe it's just his mannerism or his energy.
No, you're correct. You're very correct.
Yeah, but, you know, I think the military helps him for some reason. It's almost like he starts to change. And maybe it's the discipline and the programming and the buddies that help him snap out of this. So don't be surprised if... I can't say there's no guarantees right now, but I do have to mention that he may want to... bring up continuing the relationship. So I want to prepare you for that. Okay? So
okay.
Other than that, I got to go. I'm getting late, so I'm going to let you go. I have a show on Wednesday, a blog talk. You can always call there, too, for a reading.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And for everybody that's listening, I am available in private, $25 for a half hour. Just email me, michael_goger1@yahoo.com, and you can find me at michaelgoger.com and a lot of other things you can find there. So remember, God bless. I will see you next week, every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., BBS Radio rocks. There's nothing like it. And every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at Blog Talk, with my co-hosts and metaphysical teachings and learnings of all kinds. So good night, everybody, and God bless.